Farmers in Afghanistan have begun to harvest an enormous crop of opium poppies, the raw material for heroin. The Taliban briefly banned opium cultivation. United Nations officials predict this year's harvest once again will make Afghanistan the world's leading heroin supplier. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports that security concerns have hampered efforts to cut back the harvest.
U.S. officials say they're hoping to change a way of life in Afghanistan. Most of Afghanistan's heroin comes from just one valley. The Helmand River Valley is one of the few places in the country with plenty of water for farming. Decades ago, an American company built irrigation canals for the farmers. Much of that system is destroyed now, but farmers still use parts of it to grow opium poppies. Glenn Mitterman of the United Nations Drug Control Program says it's their most valuable crop.
The local communities are even wrapped up in this trade. You have shopkeepers who give loans on the basis of opium, or they will sell things on the basis of opium, opium being used as a source of credit, as a source of savings by local farmers and landowners, or even the small farmers might keep a kilo of opium.
During its final years in power, the Taliban banned opium growing, though smuggling continued as people sold off their savings. International officials say opium cultivation really did stop in many areas. Afghanistan's new government also banned opium growing. In the last few months, Britain and other nations paid farmers to plow under their crops and enjoyed some success. But Glenn Mitterman says the governments were paying less than the opium was worth.
The farmers are rational people, and they're not very happy with this.
Not very happy at all. In some provinces, farmers opened fire on Afghan officials. Several people died. The United Nations postponed its annual survey of the opium crop, fearing the surveyors would be shot. President Bush's drug czar, John Walters, says it will be hard to affect the opium harvest until Afghanistan's new government builds its own police and military forces.
We have to go in and kind of build the capacity to protect people who are going to bring resources in, to sustain projects, to do things like alternative development, to shift crops from opium to other things.
U.S. officials acknowledge that outside Kabul, Afghan leader Hamid Karzai has limited authority. International peacekeepers patrol only the capital, not the countryside. And the U.S. is just beginning to help to build an Afghan army. The U.S. has argued that drug sales often fuel terrorist activity. This government-sponsored public service announcement features American teenagers.
I help kidnap people's dads.
Hey, some harmless fun.
I help kids learn how to kill.
I was just having fun.
I helped the bomber get a fake passport.
All the kids do it.
In Afghanistan, early this year, half a dozen U.S. Drug Enforcement agents traveled to the Kandahar airport. The DEA spent weeks talking to detainees who'd been captured by the U.S. Some appeared to be involved in the opium trade. But according to an official involved in the interrogations, few of the men provided information. Unable to threaten them with punishment or prosecution, the agents had no leverage to force the men to talk. The agents never even got to talk to one of Afghanistan's biggest heroin smugglers. Haji Bashar spent several days in custody at the Kandahar airport. He spoke to U.S. military and intelligence officials, but the U.S. released him before the narcotics agents ever arrived in the country. Bashar was a major financial supporter of the Taliban. Sources familiar with the case say the smuggler gained his freedom by providing intelligence information about his former friends. The war against terrorism took priority over the drug war, something DEA agents say they understand, though they still wish they could have talked to the smuggler. DEA Administrator Asa Hutchinson says that for now, the most the U.S. can do is prepare Afghanistan for future efforts against the heroin trade.
Well, it's not the number one priority. Terrorism is the number one priority. But secondary to that, we need to take advantage of this opportunity to change Afghan society from one that is totally dependent upon the drug culture to one that has a separate economy.
Right now, the United States has just two drug enforcement agents in the country. For their own safety, they're being told to stay close to the U.S. Embassy in Kabul. No U.S. narcotics official has even been able to visit the opium-rich Helmand River Valley. That's something U.S. officials were able to do safely under Taliban rule. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Washington.